Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, hour number two. The door is open, the bell has rung, and our phone lines are standing open, ready to help you. And the way that you take advantage of that is simply by getting on the phone and calling 800-859-0957, the way folks have been doing for the last 18 years since Gary and I started this here on WJR. And it was a part of a morning show that I was doing, and I was having some problems. So I gave Gary a call and had him on the air with me, and that was how it all kicked off. And people thought, oh, wow, we could call and get our questions answered. And that's exactly it. And please don't feel like your question isn't, what, complicated enough for us. We'll take simple questions as well. But really, if you're a beginner or intermediate or whatever, we'd love to hear from you. And I should mention this. There have often been times, too, when people have called up with answers to questions that have been asked because people have had experience with something or have an answer that they, you know particularly works well for something, please feel free to call us as well. So the starting gun is sounded at 800-859-0957. And my granddaughter Logan is standing by, ready to answer the phones there. And Tom, our engineer, is standing by, ready to help as well. So please do take advantage of that. Now, Ed, all week long, you have been answering a whole bunch of questions that have been coming in.
Yeah, we had someone that was recently upgraded to Windows 10, uh-huh. And their volume on their computer, I mean, they'd be working fine, and all of a sudden their sound cuts out. And they didn't know what was going on. They tried going to the manufacturer's website, downloading software. You know, they tried restarting Windows. It seemed it would work. Sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. And I made a couple suggestions to them about, well, you know, you always can get dust bunnies in the audio jacks of your laptops, right?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yep. And I ran into an unusual problem, too, where a person's computer, and this was on an iPhone, and talking about dust bunnies, where they, whenever they tried charging their iPhone 6, it basically said, I'm sorry, you don't have an authorized charger. You know, you have to have an authorized cable
to charge your iPhone
6. Mm-hmm. And there's, they had one, but it gave them grief. And I'm thinking about it, and I actually looked through some forums, and people were saying, you know what, check the earphone jack to see if there's a little dust bunny in there. Believe it or not, if there's a little piece of lint in there, it affects the circuitry on there, and you don't have a proper charging component for your Apple iPhone 6.
You know, I can't help but think of, remember the the mouse balls and having to clean the mouse balls on the old mouse.
You know what? I just did one a couple of weeks
ago. Did you? No.
Folks out there, do you remember that? I had my fingernail. I was scraping it.
Yes.
Yeah, scraping it. And it's almost satisfying when you get a big chunk out of it. You're like,
I know.
It's gross. I know, right? It's so gross.
You're right. There's something very gratifying
about
that. It is.
You're like, oh, look at this big chunk I got off that sucker.
Oh.
You know, the funny thing is, I think what happens is that dust bunny sits down in that jack and it affects the voltage that you're getting.
Oh,
I'm sure. Excellent. It's like shorting it.
I think the voltage is what, because what will happen is you'll notice sometimes we get these aftermarket chargers and things like that. Even though they're reverse engineered, they're never quite the same.
No.
And they're not going to give the exact right voltage. And I think that's what triggers that warning.
Right.
Just my thought.
Yep. No, that's a great point. So I jumped over to the iPhone 6. So while we're listening for waiting for a caller to come in, I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Sorry.
And so the gentleman went out to the manufacturer's website, and I suggested to him, not only did if he's already tried the current Windows drivers, a lot of manufacturers' websites will let you try previous versions, right? And if that fails, try the Windows 8 drivers that originally shipped with your computer, because the 8 drivers should also install perfectly fine on Windows 10.
Okay.
And lo and behold, I think he did that, and it worked. He sent me an email about that, but he never even sounded like he was quite technical and very good at troubleshooting. And I'm trying to find his name right here. I think it was Ryan. And I was able to, you know, how he addressed the problem, I was able to try the earphone jack, try this. And
you know, and it's interesting that you guys mentioned that, and Shane, that the piece of lint could lower the voltage. I think with a lot of devices nowadays, I don't even think of some of the very practical, mechanical things that you would think of with some of the older devices we used to work with, like overheating or keeping a desktop under a cabinet in the so where it was.
It's cheaper to change the oil than to change the engine type of thing. Those that stuff your father always used to tell you.
Yes. Exactly. And it still can affect our devices nowadays. And it's that's really important to remember that kind of thing.
You know, and that laptop that Gary Baker gave me. Gary gave him to me, and then I'll either turn him into, like, fix him up and clean him up. That thing stopped working. It was a Toshiba after I let it run all night and updates. So I ended up doing what that old Xbox
fixed. You got to listen to what he does, Jane. This
so
is cool.
I take the motherboard out of the computer, out of the laptop, and basically I heat the oven up to 380 degrees and cook it for 8 minutes, and it reflows the solder on the processor or the video chip, and I've done that with Mac. You got to be very careful. I know what I'm doing, okay, and I know what components I need to cover up with tinfoil, and anyways, and the house smells like cookies, and everyone's happy. So it worked out, and I think I am now... probably 7 and 10, getting something revived that way.
That is really good, because otherwise it's a dead unit. It's just, you know, a doorstop.
Well, it was already a doorstop, so I mean, I couldn't do anything.
Right, exactly.
And it did revive that Toshiba.
I'll be darned. I'm resurrected in the oven.
I have a reflow kit tool.
Oh, you're my best friend.
And but the problem is it's a handheld one.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The problem is sometimes I don't pay attention and I wind up burning things down.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, 400 or 500 Celsius.
Yes.
That is hot.
Yeah, solder melts at 260 degrees.
And by the way, for 360. Folks, reflowing essentially is getting the solder to melt down and go back into the place that it should be.
Yes.
Rather than getting brittle and breaking out. Hey, phone lines open, 800-859-0957. That's you.
Is the Internet Advisor. We're taking your calls at 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. Now, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Riddell.
Guys, do you remember those songs, that song, The Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer? I think with the temperatures being where they are today, that's what we've hit. It's definitely a lemonade in the shade day with the chinchorro, as they used to say in Venezuela, with the hammock.
Yes. Father's Day is coming soon, so hammock. Hammock.
Hammock sounds good.
That sounds nice, good, and the real big ones.
All right, take your cell phone with you then and give us a call from the comfort of your hammock.
Yeah.
800-859-0957. By the way, in studio we have Ed Riddell, who has had years of experience in technology and helping people, especially in GM, where he helps the executives. And Shane, you have been helping people with technology and also are one of the people at CompTech USA.
CompTech Services,
CompTech Services out there in the Sterling Heights.
Right off of Shaner 19 in Sterling Heights.
Oh, a lot of folks from our show come out there.
Tons.
Talk with them as well.
They do.
Oh, really?
A ton.
I talked to you about commission.
Let's go talk to JT. JT from West Bloomfield, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How you doing?
I'm great today. Guys, I have a pressing question. I have a HP all-in-one that I bought probably about 4 years ago. I had Windows 7 on it. I'm happy with it, blah, blah, blah. But for some reason, this pop-up, it always comes up when I turn it on, asking me to convert over to Windows 10.
Oh.
All right?
Yep.
I mean, what's the pros and cons? Should I? What kind of problems am I looking at in the future? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you only have a few more days. What is another?
July 29th.
July 29th. So you got a little over a month to get it for free.
For free.
Are you happy with the way your computer is running now? Because this is an HP.
Yes, I am.
Is this an HP all-in-one that has the touchscreen?
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Nice. You know, those are really nice. Very hard to work on. I think I've only taken one apart.
They're not fun.
And I only had two screws left over.
They're not fun.
But they're not.
That's not good. Two screws are bad.
No, it's not. But it's now, Shane, have you ever tried to upgrade one of these to Windows? I haven't even checked HP website.
I have upgraded them to 10.
Oh, good.
They work great. I mean,
okay, precautions.
Yeah,
what type of precautions?
There's always going to be precaution. Sometimes you'll upgrade to 10, and it'll go and go and go, and it'll eventually say it failed, and it'll revert back to 7 or 8.5 or whatever you have, 8.1.
So a person should back up their data.
Always back up your data before you do the upgrade.
Right. And then,
always.
And then with those, make sure that you have your system restoration DVDs with you, or at least have the know-how to restore it back to Windows 7 by the HP, I believe. I think you tap the F11 key.
That'll take you back to the factory.
That'll take you back to the factory defaults.
Partitions.
So know those. I'm trying to think of what else.
You know,
it should be pretty good. Touchscreen, it's meant for.
It's actually, that computer's actually meant for Windows 10, it seems. You're going to have a really good experience with Windows 10? What did you say you had right now? Eight?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah. JT, you said seven. You have seven, right?
Yes, I have seven.
Okay. You know what? Let it go to 10. I think you're going to be just fine.
And you know what? You have 30 days to back out.
Correct. And it's as simple as when you do have 10 and you say, I don't like it so much, you can actually go down in the search bar and type Windows 7. And it'll say restore back to Windows 7 as one push
cool.
button.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. Back. Now, if you have problems, what I've done is people can actually copy their Windows 10 key so that their product key. Because after you're running for a few days, then in the future, after Microsoft no longer offers it for free, you can always download Windows 10 because Microsoft's going to provide it. And instead of paying Microsoft whatever it's going to be, $59 or $99, you'll have that product key from that that successful installation, but you decided to back out, right? But you have that product key that you wrote down on a piece of masking tape and stuck it on the back of your computer, and so that you can upgrade to Windows 10 and at some future date for free.
Yeah. And by the way, JT, that, and for the rest of our listeners, that is going to be an issue. Because right now, Windows 10 is free, and if you've been kind of putting off, not sure, you're going to have to make some decisions because it will cost you $110, I think.
It's $110.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
After July 29th, that's, I think, what I heard. Okay, JT?
And there is a utility that you can download, and I'm trying to remember the name of it.
For what?
Gilbert. That blocks in this...
Gibson. Gibson Research.
Steve Gibson.
Yeah, right. Steve Gibson Research, and I'm looking in the Internet Advisor website underneath my toolkit.
I got the address if you'd like it.
Oh, yes.
GRC.com.
That's right, GRC.com.
/never10.
That's it, never 10.
Never 10.
Great device.
That's for you folks who...
Shane told us that, I think.
That's it, I don't want it. But and that's the never 10 with the number 10.
Number 10, 10.
Okay, JT, I hope that helps you. And for the rest of you out there, some tips also on Windows 10 and what to do with it. Matter of fact, we got more questions. And let's say hello to Shirley from, you're in your car. Hi, Shirley, I'm afraid we just lost you. You may just have to make a sharp right turn. And let's talk to Harry in Port Huron. Harry, you with us?
Oh, you betcha. just a question, guys. You were talking earlier about Wi-Fi. And I'm wondering, so many hotels are so successful with Wi-Fi. I was up in Traverse City a couple of years ago, and they're downtown. They had Wi-Fi through their whole building. It was great. I mean, nothing dropped. It was great. How do these places do that? How do these places do that? And can that be done in apartment buildings or condos? How do these places, they're so successful at doing that?
It's called money. Having the money to
Shane, you and I are in the same wavelength. I was thinking money.
It's having the right equipment. Yep. You pay for what you get. You know, if you're sitting at home with a 3,000 square foot and you spend $60 on a router, you're going to get $60 worth of Wi-Fi. I mean, it's just a matter of that. You spend some money, like in my house. I've got 2,500 square feet. And my house can get a little sprawling right to left. So having my modem on one side doesn't work very well for the other side of the house.
Right.
So I actually will run a cable under the house and pop an access point up on the other side and then get that nice full connection. And that's how they're doing it. They're just nailing access points all throughout the building.
Now, when you say an access point, you mean kind of like a repeater?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, that's exactly what they'll take that same signal and they'll name it the exact same. They'll have the same network name for the whole shebang.
Right. Yep.
And it'll show up as one solid network.
Right.
And they just daisy chain one after another, and you get that continuous flow. Mm-hmm. So if the nice thing is if one starts to fail, the others will pick up the slack. Mm-hmm. So you never will see that dip.
Yep.
In Wi-Fi. Yep. And that's how they do it.
Well, it's an artwork, really. I mean, and that's the way you do it in homes and single-story buildings. But imagine if you had a 37-story building and you have to go up and down. But then what you have to do is you have to carry around these little bunny ears and find out about the Wi-Fi frequencies and what's available. Because you got that other business next to you that's streaming out tons. What you have to do is you have to change the wattage of the boost the signals or reduce the signals so you're not affecting your potential business partner that's on the other side of the 100 foot away from you. Mm. So it's an artwork, and then you mix the channels so they don't interfere with each other. But floor.
Yep.
So you have to, Billy, you have to pay someone that actually looks at the radio frequency spectrum and find out what's available, and they design it for you and for the businesses around you.
That's really interesting. I didn't know.
All right. WJR, well,
I appreciate that.
760.
Hey, hang on, hang on. Logan, you're...
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. All right, Harry, thanks so much for giving
us a
call.
Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's a good question to ask. That was our screener welcoming another one of the callers to the program. Hey, before we took a break at the bottom, you were we were just talking between breaks about something that happened in studio. You had somebody come in and ask a question about their system, and you were answering.
Well, yeah, they were trying to convince me that they were to keep their for me to work on their XP machine.
Oh,
you know, they brought an XP machine into me, and they really didn't want to get rid of it. And I said, absolutely not. I said, it's time. It's time to send it off to the farm.
Right.
And after about 5 minutes, he kept hitting me. And then he started talking me into keeping his... And I had to stop myself. I said, no, we are not going down this road. I felt like a therapist. It's time to move on. And I finally did get him to move on to a new machine.
Right.
And
his what was the biggest roadblock?
You know, they just are afraid. They're just afraid of that change.
Oh, so it isn't money necessarily.
No, not when I can show them an 8-core i7 with 8 gigs of RAM for $350.
Ouch!
I mean,
oh my goodness.
How can I talk about this? How can I? You know, it's a desktop, but how can I not? You know,
yeah, exactly.
Here the XP machine they spent, you know, 10-15 years ago, they spent $900,000 on.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. That's interesting. You know, and keep that in mind, folks out there. That machine that you spent a ton of money on that's running XP right now, you don't have to relatively spend that much to get a great machine running Windows 10. Back in just a second to answer more of your questions.
This is the Internet Advisor. We're taking your calls at 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. Now, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Riddell.
Thank you for joining us for your benefit in this second hour, and we're delighted we'll be able to answer questions. 800-859-0957. Thanks again to our engineer, Tom, new man on board here. Thank you very much for being with us, and Logan, our producer as well. All right, let's go to Cindy, who is with us from Shelby Township. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
I have three quick questions.
Yeah.
And I get them out quick. The first one is, I'm hearing all these people talking about getting pop-ups to upgrade to Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
I run 8.1 and I've never got a pop-up offer anything. Mm-hmm. Do I even want the offer? That's my confusion. I want 10?
Well, are you receiving other Windows updates on your computer?
Yeah, it's done all automatically in the background.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. So it's possible that in the past, the very first time Microsoft asked if you're interested in Windows 10 as an upgrade, and you probably selected no and you haven't been bothered since.
No, it's never asked me.
Hmm.
Well, if you're running Windows 8.1 right now, you really should go to 10.
I would.
At that point. You're not going to see anything. It's not going to be such a big change for you that you're going to be, oh my gosh, I'm lost. But I think what you're going to do is you're going to actually, because what's nice about Windows 10, and people don't believe me, is once you take Windows 10 and register with Windows and create a Windows account, and you activate Cortana and you activate the search engine, you kind of awaken Windows, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
And it seems like a totally different operating system when you went to 10. For me,
it is.
Do you recommend going to 10
from 8.1?
From yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes, because in my opinion, and a lot of people agree. Basically, Windows 10 is Microsoft's service pack to Windows 8.1. So basically, it is.
Yeah.
It fixes a lot of flaws that were with 8.
Right.
Now, how do I get it then? Since it's not offering it to me.
You just go to Microsoft.com or Windows.com.
And just say I want to upgrade to 10?
What'll happen is you'll probably get a little drop down to say, are you ready to upgrade to Windows 10? Yes. Mm-hmm. And you would say yes.
Okay.
Is yours a relatively new, is yours a relatively new computer?
About a year old.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Then you've got the innards, if you will, to run this really well. So sure. Go ahead.
Yep. And I went to Microsoft.com/Windows, mm-hmm. and it took me right there. It says Windows 10 is free until June 29th. And now make sure,
July 29th.
July 29th. Oh, did I say June?
Yeah.
So
you still might.
And it has upgrade for free. So you know, yeah, I would recommend it. But back up your data, as we said earlier, mm-hmm. Just in case. And you always have the ability to back out of Windows 10 after 30 days. And if Windows 10 fails to install, which I haven't seen it do, it fails more with Windows 7 users mm-hmm. than it does with Windows 8.1. So I have yet to run across a Windows 8.1 upgrade that failed, put mm-hmm. it that way.
Cindy, you had a couple other questions? You had a couple other questions?
Huh? Yeah. All of a sudden the other day, you know, my start page, when you hit the little Windows symbol,
mm-hmm.
the tiles have dropped down low, and not all of them are showing, and I've lost my ability with the little key symbol up in the right-hand corner to put it in sleep mode and everything, and I don't know why that happened.
Well, I mean...
It says start, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. the first half of the screen is nothing, mm-hmm. and the tiles,
yeah,
only part of the tiles are in the lower half of the screen, and there's nothing in the right-hand corner anymore.
Yeah. Is it possible that you were already upgraded to Windows 10? And what you're seeing is the new Windows 10. My wife's computer was upgraded from Windows 8.1 to 10, and she was quite upset with it. And it almost sounds like, from what you're describing, is the new Windows 10 start menu. Because you lose the slider on the right-hand side, but the start menu and the tiles, you only have half as many tiles.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Is there, down by the start menu on the left-hand corner, is there a little search bar?
On the start menu, no. On the left side, there's nothing.
Okay, no, I might be wrong.
To the right side of the start menu.
Oh, yeah. On the right side, that little thing will pop out.
It's a little search bar?
Yeah, the search, the share, the start, devices, settings. That thing that pops in and out.
Really?
Hmm.
Interesting. Let me ask you this. Are you not at your computer, are you?
Yeah, I'm sitting right in front of it.
Can you go to your desktop still?
I can put one of the tiles that's still left is the desktop.
Oh, okay. So she still is running Windows 8.1.
That's it.
Okay.
Yep. So you're still on 8.1. What I would do is just, and you want to fix all that? Just upgrade it to 10.
Oh, you think that'll fix my start menu?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It'll take her a lot of time. Okay.
Now, this is why I called in.
Mm-hmm.
Because Michelle Gilbert, I have Comcast as my internet provider. And it's been horrible, horrible. The customer service sucks, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're playing this game where they put me on hold and they're supposedly trying to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the foreign call center picks up the phone about 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
They're tossing me off without telling me.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed my billing cycle where this month they've charged me for 51 days in 1 month, and nobody will explain this to me?
Mm-hmm. You know, all I could suggest is, Michelle isn't with us, and unfortunately, or I'd have her, you know, chime in to answer you. I am hearing a lot of the complaints. Comcast, I think, has one of the worst customer service records out there for internet services. And that's not me bad-mouthing them. That's just kind of the facts of life. They have been improving, but you are kind of a good case for them mm-hmm. not doing a very good job.
Right. It's a matter of just calling them back and getting it straightened out. And I've heard sometimes it takes 2 or 3 months to get that billing fixed properly. It can be difficult.
Yeah, I'm on my sixth call in about 6 hours of time and still don't...
Have you gone into... you're in Shelby Township.
Shelby, yeah.
Have you gone into a Comcast service center? Because they have some out there. That I don't know if that would help.
How long have you been a Comcast customer?
Since 2009.
Okay.
I'm long-term, and every time I try to... In the past, they would send me to the customer retention department
when
I threatened to leave, and they always fix things.
Yes.
That doesn't work anymore.
Then move. Then go somewhere else.
Yeah, then I would not be retained.
Because, listen...
Yes.
I mean, granted, I think Comcast does have great service. They have great things. They have great on-demand. Their Xfinity mm-hmm. is nice. But, you know, WOW has Ultra as well. They don't have the biggest library of on-demand as they do, but with Netflix, who needs it, you know, and some of the other services? You're paying half as much with WOW.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I like WOW. I've never had a problem with WOW support or their customer service ever.
Right.
And you'll save a little money. Just
I think where you
go
are.
To WOW. Yeah, WOW's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. Yeah, matter of fact, that's inside of town. So, I mean, check the competition in this case. This is where good old, you know.
That's what we're. This is America.
Free market capitalism works.
Right?
Okay, Cindy?
Yes, I appreciate it. That's for a recommendation where to go.
You heard WoW is a competitor that may be the one that'll help you.
But just wait till you find out what's going to happen with Charter, where I'm at. Now that they took over that New York company, they're going to be. They were difficult before. They're going to be. I'm just looking forward to dealing with their customer support in the near future. Mm. Now that they're even larger than they were before.
It is unfortunately painful that we are often victims rather than customers, and that is really nasty. There's somebody who's with us right now that I want to bring on who's an old friend of ours, and it's Mr. Charlie Hopper from way up north in the Upper Peninsula, pasty.net and pasty. Was it pasty.com and Charlie and pasty.net? Have I got the two right? Charlie, you with us?
Oh, boy.
Logan, would you check that again? Because it appears that he may either have been bumped off. Charlie, we wanted to bring Charlie on because his system up there has received some awards, both for the pasties they make, and they make delicious pasties.
It's pasty.net, I believe.
Is it pasty.net? And also for their connection that they have in the Upper Peninsula. We'll see if we can get them back on.
I'm looking at their pasty cam right now.
Oh, okay. We'll put them back on. Charlie, you with us now?
Hey, Foster. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm glad to hear you. Charlie, first of all, congratulations and our condolences to you. We understand that your wife of many years passed away this last April, and we certainly want to give you our deepest sympathies for that loss that you're feeling.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
And maybe as a little bit of comfort in the midst of this, you have been awarded for some tremendous success up there recently.
Yes, just this week. In fact, what is today? Saturday. It's been a long week.
Mm.
Yesterday, USA Today made it official that Pasty Central pasties were selected by their readers as the favorite, the best pasty in Michigan.
And that means darn near the best pasty on earth.
It's got to be,
It's got to be, because that's the real deal. That's where they come from, in the Upper Peninsula, where the Cornish miners use those as the way of carrying a hot meal with them into the mines. That's fantastic. Yeah. And then you also have recently come back from let's just kind of quickly do this. Matter of fact, we're going to do this. We're going to put you back on hold for a second, Charlie. I'm going to come back because you have just finished making a very important connection in the Upper Peninsula, where you stretched out connectivity up there once more. So hang on a second. This is Charlie Hopper, our dear friend who was in the Upper Peninsula and the man who runs Pasty Central and pasty.net. Your questions as well. We'll be talking with Roman from Port Huron in a second, and your questions as well.
This is the Internet Advisor. We're taking your calls at 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. Now, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
Thank you all so much for joining us here for the Internet Advisor. And I want to remind you that the 2 hours of our program are available on the podcast. And that's edited on Sunday nights. And we have all of the notes from the program, including addresses and all the rest of the kind of good stuff that we talked about in our show notes and links. And you get to see the people who have been on the air with us. And then also remind you that throughout the week or whenever you need to, you can get hold of us with questions for Ed, or for Shane, for Cal, Gary, or myself by going to internetadvisor.net and putting in your question in there on the contact button. Or if you go to the bottom of the podcast on the show notes, you'll see there's a page there. Probably there's a comment section that you can put your question in there. Now, by the way, pasty.net and pasty.com are two sites that connect people in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It was reminding me, it's 13 hours from Detroit. It's a long way up north, and we have had a very special connection up there. Gary Baker's wife, her folks were from Boot Jack, which is up on that Upper Peninsula.
Oh, I thought they were Calumet.
No.
Oh, Boot Jack?
Okay. Am I right? I'm right on that. All right, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It was Boot Jack.
Boot Jack is a suburb of Calumet.
Okay.
I love that. It's a suburb. Okay. And that's where Carol, Gary's wife, is from. So that's how we made the connection. And matter of fact, we've been on the air almost the same length of time because you started pasty.com in 1998. Am I right?
Well, we actually started pasty.com. We just celebrated our 20th. Anniversary.
Okay.
May 31st. We started May 31st, 1996.
96, okay.
But what we started at the same time of the Internet Advisor was the daily Hafty Cam, a picture and a discussion every day.
That's right. That's really cool. And you can go up there and you can watch, whether it's in any time of year, you can watch what's going on at the bridge right there at Houghton Hancock, right?
Right, right. The lift bridge is one of our favorite spot web pages. It really gets lots of traffic. Also, the snow thermometer, especially in the winter, track the depth of the snow that has almost hit that 300-inch mark.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, Charlie, one of the things, just quickly before we have to say goodbye and get on to one of our callers here, one of the things that you have done is kind of neat is that you have used some really neat technology to reach out to some pretty remote places up there with good high-speed internet connection, and you just made a rather remarkable one out to Isle Royale, am I right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am speaking to you right now over that connection.
Wow.
and if everybody goes to Google and they look up Isle Royale weather, you're going to see it's 65 degrees here. And I see that it's 93 in Detroit right now.
That's
unbelievable.
What?
But this is 55.6 miles away from Mount Horace Greeley, which is out on the Keweenaw Peninsula.
That's right.
And we have a link here that as soon as I climb the tower one more time, it's a water tower here I'm about to go back up on, hopefully we'll be hitting that 100 megabit pipe that delivers here to Rock Harbor in Isle Royale.
Wow. Now, somebody was saying this is supposed to be a refuge for moose and for wolves. What do they do? What moose wants the internet?
Well, I hear they don't use much bandwidth, but I'll tell you, everyone else here is really communication starved because, first of all, there are many times that phones aren't available. You can't even call with phones. And their internet, all they have now is satellites, so they have the data caps and all of that.
Right.
So we've been testing, and it looks like we're going to be able to bring the same kind of solid service here as we've had on the Keweenaw Peninsula since 2001 is when we started our wireless service. We actually go, farther back than that.
And all facetiousness aside, you have, that's a national park, am I right?
Yes, it is. We're actually working with the concessions here, the folks who serve the resort.
Right.
And we've also been in discussion with the Park Service and may possibly get involved in delivering some bandwidth there as a backup to some of the other commercial services that they have.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah. Well, Charlie, congratulations to you both on the USA. We could have told them. They didn't have to do a poll. We could have told them that you have the best pasties around, period.
thanks.
Thank you so much for being there. Congratulations on that recognition of the best pasties in Michigan by USA Today. Your pasties go around the world, am I right?
Well, actually, they go to the APO boxes for military folks who pick them up there. But we just ship within the 50 states. That's where we've been limiting it to.
I gotcha. So the good taste is here in continental U.S. and then occasionally across the seas to our troops as well.
Yes.
Charlie, thank you so much for being with us. Again, congratulations on this honor.
Thank you. Stay cool there, guys.
Thank you so much. Mr. Charlie Hopper, the man who behind pasty.com and pasty.net and some of the most delicious pasties in the country. Roman from Port Huron, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How may we help you?
Hi. I'm getting some weird emails, which I'm pretty sure they're spam.
Okay.
And they're really large. Maybe I need to talk to Earthlink, who's my email provider, but I've enabled their spam filter, which seems to catch a few of them, but it's not very successful. Like yesterday, I got about 10 of them. Each one of them is like 300K. There's a couple spots in the message where it says if you want to unsubscribe, click here, but that sounds like a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. And, I've heard from my grandfather, my wife's father, has complained like a month ago it started. His AOL mail, and I cannot get him off AOL, but his AOL mail, the spam filter suddenly stopped on it as well.
Oh.
So something has happened in the spam world that either there's a new if you will, spamososo, or I was thinking, trying to think of the term for mafioso, but there's a new big spammer out there now that's either found out how to circumvent Earthlink and AOL spam filters.
And let's be realistic, Earthlink and AOL are probably asleep at the wheel when it comes to their email.
And I'm thinking they're probably asleep at the wheel. Exactly. So something's taken place in the last month or so.
Yeah, it has been about a month. Before, I used to get these. It has the same titles. You know, it's like, I think it started out with these government dangerous flashlights and
mortgage things and
you know, get free credit scores. But they used to be like 2K in size, so it wasn't a big deal, just an irritation. But now if you get 10 of these 300K jobs, it fills up my... what little space I have left on my...
Well, Roman, one of the things that they're suggesting is that you might go to a better email server, I guess.
Another free provider, like if you
Yahoo,
had...
Hotmail.
Hotmail. So
Gmail.
If you became a Windows 10 user or a Windows 8.1, you could sign up for a free Hotmail account. You could sign up without and get a free Outlook.com email message. Mm-hmm. So you
or
know,
Gmail. Gmail.
Or Gmail. So it could be, you know... you know, roman@hotmail.com or something like that.
Yeah, but then I got to change all my, you know, actions. And besides, I use Linux. I'm trying to be safe. But,
oh, you're trying to be... Oh, there you go. Yeah, well... It just sounds like it's going to be just as hard to convince you as it is Grandpa. You know? I use web-based mail. And I do, but I do have a client on there, and I use exclusively Outlook. You know, that's not true. I have five email addresses.
I mean, it's like, BJ, I got about seven. I lost count.
So,
all right, Roman. I'm sorry we don't have anything better to offer you on this, but I will say, by the way, guys, that I've experienced what Roman's experienced: spam that I told my spam filter to catch is coming through anyway.
Yeah, it will.
They tweak it, I think.
They do. Every day they tweak it. It's constantly changing.
So I'm afraid it's kind of like a never-ending battle, but I think getting a better email server would be one of the steps to help. Shane, thanks so much for being with us, as well. Shane, you got a program coming up.
Pwned Radio, every Sunday night on PodcastDetroit.com or PwnedRadio.com. Check us out. We're a video game show from 7 to 9.
Video game show from 7 to 9. We'll post that as well so you can catch up on that. It's a great show, a lot of fun, and you find there's a world of gamers out there. Ed, you have a good weekend as well.
I'm going to be listening to Pwned Radio to tell.
There we go. All right, Tom and Logan, thank you for helping behind the glass. And for the rest of you out there, have a great weekend. Stay cool.